then 11 and 12. Coming to the end, in dependence on freedom arises knowledge of the destruction of the ashramas. One isn't only free, here one knows that one is free, free from the ashramas. And this is, we may say, one of the most untranslatable words in the whole of Buddhism. It means a sort of mental poison that floods the mind. There are three ashravas: karma ashrava, or the poison of desire for sensuous experience; bhava ashrava, or desire for any form of conditioned existence, even existence on a higher plane as a god, angel, and so on, or heavenly being; then avidya ashrava, or poison of spiritual ignorance or unawareness. And when these are extinct, when one knows that they are extinct, then one is free, one is truly enlightened, one has gained Buddhahood. Now these, and we've come a very long way and traversed a lot of ground rather rapidly, I'm afraid, these are the 12 positive nidans, the 12 stages of the spiral winding from between feeling and craving all the way up to enlightenment, all the way to nirvana, as you will see from your beautiful chart. And this constitutes, this whole great sequence or series of states and experiences constitutes what we call, in the language of this evening's talk, the psychology of spiritual development. A development which I should remind you, and we might have forgotten it, especially during the later stages, a development of which each and every one of us present here this evening is capable, if only we make the effort.